Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Normally, our First Lady, Nadine Wiggins, would come and do talk in the Bible, but unfortunately, she could not be with us this evening. Amen. So I will be bringing a word this evening at 7 p.m. And you can, I'll You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy, you are welcome here. At this time, I will say a prayer and then the Holy Spirit will come into the sanctuary. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, and your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. And Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy within thy will. And so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory, Lord. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today, O Lord. And Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. Lord, thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you're doing. And thank you for everything you're going to do. We thank you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Praise be to God. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. all the praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
Reach the
praise be to God. El Shaddai, Almighty God. You are great and mighty in power. Your understanding and wisdom know no limits. Your might knows no bounds. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways reach higher than my own. You surround me with the blessings of your provision as you covenant with me through your Son, Jesus Christ. The balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of the earth are nothing compared to you, who sit enthroned in might and valor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. In the meantime, at 7 p.m., I will come with a mighty word from God this evening. Amen. So if you would like to join us, you can call in at 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. I hope you enjoyed this next selection.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. He is able. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. But God is bigger, hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's able, 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 yeah.
At your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Say able.
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 Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. You are able, Lord. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. The title of this message is Longing for God. And the scripture reading is coming from Nehemiah chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 5 through 11. Amen. Where it says, Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands. Listen to my prayer. I look down and see me praying night and day for your people Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. Excuse me. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. Amen. Excuse me. The people you rescued by your great power and strong hand are your servant. Oh, Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. Amen. And that was Nehemiah talking. Praise be to God. So you see, Nehemiah was in a unique position to speak to the king. He was the trusted cupbearer who ensured the safety and quality of the king's food and drink. Nehemiah was concerned, prayerful, and prepared as he looked for the right opportunity to tell the king about God's people. Each of us is unique and capable of serving no matter what our position. Just as Nehemiah used his place as the king's trusted servant to intercede for his people, we can use our present position to serve God. Amen. Praise be to God. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the text for this message is coming from Nehemiah 1 and 9. And it says, even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen. And again, the title of this message is Longing for God. The writer says, when Connor and Sarah Smith moved 5 miles up the road, their cat Smores expressed his displeasure by running away. One day, Sarah saw a current photo of their old farmhouse on social media. There were Smothers in the picture, happy. The Smiths went to retrieve him. Smores ran away again. Guess where he went? This time, the family that had purchased their house agreed to keep Smores too. The Smiths could not stop the inedible. Smores would always return home. Nehemiah served in a prestigious position in the king's court in Susa, but his heart was elsewhere. He had just heard news of the sad condition of the city where my ancestors are buried. Nehemiah 2 and 3. And so he prayed. Remember the instructions you gave your servant Moses. If you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Nehemiah 1:8-9. Home is where the heart is, they say. In Nehemiah's case, longing for home was more than being tied to the land. It was communion with God that he most desired. Jerusalem was the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. The dissatisfaction we sense deep down is actually a longing for God. We are yearning to be home with him. Amen. To God be the glory. Question, what's your idea of home and why? In what ways do you sense yourself longing for God? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, Help us understand that only you can satisfy our longings. Help us be at home with you, no matter where we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 7 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our First Lady will not be with us with our lesson, Talk Through the Bible, but I will be here to bring a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Saying goodbye to the mirror.
Almighty God, look upon me with a caring heart and witness the many struggles I face. Have compassion, for you see me seeking to follow you and often failing to do it well. Forgive me when I'm unfaithful to you, for you have asked me to walk before you faithfully. Forgive me when blame is due me, for you have asked me to be blameless. Let Christ's blood cover me in your covenant as I seek your blessings. El Shaddai. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. So at this time, won't you open up your heart and let Jesus come in? Amen. I hope you enjoy this selection by our very own Sister Mac.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
In your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try so hard to be a good neighbor,
love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest in the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
God. And now that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will go into my word for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, say it. Pray.
Lamenting, crush our sins, Lord, cleanse.
Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Praise God. But first, let us pray. God Almighty, thank you for the promises you gave to Abraham. Thank you for communing with me and with him and establishing Abrahamic covenant, through which you have truly blessed all the nations on the earth. Thank you for your faithful love, which you promised to Abraham on that day and have also promised to me through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, my scripture reading is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. Amen. Praise God. And it says, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli. And word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. It happened at that time, as Eli was lying down in his place. Now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, that the Lord called Samuel, and he said, 'Here I am.' Then he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he said, 'I did not call. Lie down again.' So he went and lay down. The Lord called yet again, 'Samuel.' So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he answered, 'I did not call, my son. Lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, 'Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.' The Lord said to Samuel, 'Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day, I will carry out against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons brought a curse on themselves, and he did not rebuke them. Therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. I have just read to you 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 14. Again, our First Lady will not be with us this evening to conduct our lesson, so I am bringing a word in her place. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Holy Father, you have been so very generous to us. Help us to recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Help us to give ourselves to you as you have so freely given your riches to us. Today we come that we may provide financial support for your work in this congregation and throughout the world. We pray your blessings on Christian professors and colleagues and universities. We pray your blessings on Christian doctors and nurses. We pray your blessings on evangelists as they carry the good news to the ends of the earth. Bless the gifts to honor your honor and glory and to the salvation of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Awaken from sleep. The boy Samuel heard someone calling his name. So most of us know the story of Samuel and the calling that God had called him, and he thought it was Eli calling, but it wasn't. So again, as I was saying, awaken from his sleep, the boy Samuel heard someone calling his name, thinking that the aged priest Eli had called. Samuel ran quickly to his bedside, but Eli had not called. After the third time this happened, Eli realized that the voice must be the voice of God. He told the boy to listen well. If the voice came again, to say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." 1 Samuel 3 and 9. When the voice came the fourth time, Samuel did as he had been instructed. So the message he received from God was not a pleasant one. Eli's blasphemous sons were about to be punished. And so was Eli, because he had not restrained them. This ancient story reflects a similar view of life than ours. God still speaks to people. God calls us even now. Consider several pointed questions. My text for this message is coming from 1 Samuel 3 and 10. And it says, and the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And my title for this message is The Call of God. Tonight my message is divided into five parts. First, we are going to talk about when God calls. Excuse me, when does God call? So let's find out. God calls when our hearts are impressionable and tender. Now, this is true in the time of childhood, especially so when a child has been nurtured in the things of God. This was true of the boy Samuel, who had never known anything else. This is true in a time of sickness, which teaches us our weaknesses and our dependency on God. This is true in a time of sorrow. For sorrow is one of God's greatest ministers. This is true in a time of disappointment and defeat. God calls when we have reached the end of our rope and know we have. It has been truly said, our extremities is God's opportunity. God calls when we seek his face. The first tenet of biblical religion is that God, not us, took the initiative to bring about our salvation. Yet everywhere the Bible encourages us to approach God, to call on his name, to seek his face. And those who seek God's face will hear God's call in their souls. Amen. And you'll find that in Daniel 10:12. Why does God call? God calls to offer us salvation from our sins. Christians are referred to in the New Testament in Romans 8:28 as the called. We find such phrases as in Romans 1:6, the call of Jesus Christ. The call according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. And call to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1:2. Now the meaning of all this is that God took the initiative in our salvation. In 1 John 4:10, we are to call on the name of the Lord because he first called us in Romans 10:13. God calls to judge us. God's call often comes as his response to human wickedness. to announce his judgment. When God called Samuel in the night, he gave him a message of judgment on Eli and all his house in 1 Samuel 3, 12 through 13. Do we think God will be soft and sentimental about our sins? No. Like some doting earthly parent, no. And fail to judge us because of our sins, not so. His judgment are sure. God is not going to be like our earthly parents. And, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Don't do this. Don't do that. No. If you did something wrong, you have to answer to your wrongness, to your sinfulness. God is going to chastise us. God calls to humble us, to remind us of his sovereignty. Now, the moral foundations of this universe rest on this inflexible fact, a silent power, rigorous and austere, works certain retributions or rewards. As the case may be, let us not think the sovereignty of God will be set aside just because we may not believe in it. Now, the nature of this universe does not change to suit our whims. God is in charge, whether we realize it or not. Things are not slipping out of his hands. Calls to enlist us in service and to assign to us tasks. God commissioned certain people to act as his prophets. But God's call to enlistment does not come only on the high level of the prophets. He also calls ordinary people like you and me into his service to do ordinary tasks and sometimes extraordinary tasks. If God has called you to serve him, if God has assigned you some task, that job may get done without you, but your failure to enlist will spoil his plan for you. But nobody else can do what God had intended for you to do. That assignment was given to you and you only. So who does God call? Calls nations and leaders of nations? There is no more striking illustrations of the fact of God's sovereign rule in history than in the reference to Cyrus, king of Persia, in Isaiah 44 through 45. Israel is in captivity, but their captors, the Babylonians, have fallen before Cyrus and the rising tide of the Persian empire. It is God's purpose. We learn here to use Cyrus as an instrument to restore the Jews to their own land. He even referred to Cyrus as my anointed. God calls churches to do his will. Acts 13 and 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. This call came to a church. God calls individuals to do his will. In his call, God's point of contact is the individual. There is no other door. There is no other way. Nations, parliaments, institutions, and churches are all made up of individuals. If God knocks at their doors, he must knock at the door of individuals' hearts. When he has something he wants done, he calls on an individual. And that individual could be you, me, he, she, there, whomever God calls on. We must do his bidding. Where does God call? God calls us where we are. God called Paul on the road to Damascus. As he neared the city, he called Isaiah in the temple as he pondered the nation's sad predicament, precipitation by King Uzziah's death. God calls us course of our daily work. He called Amos from following the flock. He called Elijah from following the plow. He called missionary William Carey from the shoe cobbler's bench. God calls us even when we are trying to run away. We cannot run from God. God is everywhere. Elijah lost heart and left his post of duty. But God found him in a cave on Mount Horeb and asked, what are you doing here? Elijah, and you'll find that in 1 Kings 19 and 9 in the RSV Bible. God called Jonah, who fled from his call. But God's voice found him and brought him back to his task. We may try to hide from God, but we cannot escape him. Amen. What responses does God receive when he calls? Every person must answer for himself or herself. Nobody can answer for you. You have to answer for yourself when God calls. We may ignore his call through conscience. God's call is constantly breaking in, calling us to follow him, to serve him, to honor him, to worship him. And so often, we ignore him. Sometimes, we may ignore, but we cannot hide from him. We may reject his call. Some do, so deliberately, stubbornly. Others do so painfully, sorrowfully, but the result is the same. The rich young ruler who came to Jesus considered Jesus' terms of discipleship and rejected them. So we read in Mark 10 and 22, he went away sorrowfully. Why? Because he did not want to give up his riches to follow Jesus. Nevertheless, he went away. We may accept God's call. We may say yes to him. The towering mountain peaks in the history of Revelation have been those who have heard God's voice saying in Isaiah 6 and 8, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And have answered, here am I, send me. And as I bring this message, I told you it would be short and sweet, amen? And as I bring it to a conclusion, I just want to say, let me make this matter very personal. Let me leave it at your very doorstep. Christian friend, God is calling you as an individual, not as a group, as an individual. What will you do about it? What will you respond? What will your response be? And to the unsaved friend, God is calling you. He is calling now. Don't turn him away. Instead, hear his voice and respond to him. Will you? Won't you? God is calling today. Won't you accept his call? And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise
amen.
To God. And my benediction is coming from, where's my Bible? From Jude 24 and 25, where it does say, okay, give me 1 second, here we go. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. And let us say amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Praise be
great.
To God.
Yeah.
Great message tonight. The call.
Yes, ma'am.
The call of God.
Mm-hmm.
When we hear that call, I mean, you know, we can't ignore it. We can try to run away from it, but we can't hide from God. God is always there. He's everywhere.
Right. Can't hide from God.
Amen. So, at this time, I have, it's 7:41. So, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play out our time with inspirational music.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, you could, it's what, 18 minutes, so you have a choice. You can, you can leave or you can just listen to the music.
Your yes, choice. Ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise God. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Oh, I won't be with you tomorrow.
Oh, no. Who's doing the lesson?
I let Apostle know. I don't know what his decision is.
Oh, okay. Most likely, I'll prepare.
But,
I'll be prepared because I know that, you know, he has the rehearsal. So it's I'm glad you told me though. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let him know and so he'll do what he needs to do.
Okay.
And I don't want you to do the homework tomorrow. I already told him that God willing we'll do it the following week.
Okay. Mhm. No problem. Okay then. So you enjoy the rest of your evening. And I'm just
thank
like
you.
I said. I will. Thank you.
Love you.
Love
mm-hmm.
you too. Okay. Be
all right.
Safe. Bye.
You too. Shalom. I'm going to stay for a minute.
Okay. I'm looking for God. Oh, it's in G. G. God is sustaining me. Here we go. Praise God.
Thank you. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God.
His blood
is always free.
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him
sustaining me.
My Lord.
Yeah.
God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's
to our God. what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Shalom.